Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everyone, welcome back to ClickFunnels Radio. We're going to have a lot of fun today. I have the opportunity of meeting a new friend, Gerard Adams. I'm super excited to have him on the show. Gerard is an American serial entrepreneur, a millennial branding expert, philanthropist, which is some of the main stuff he's super excited about these days. Also, he's been a TEDx speaker and business executive. Super cool. Gerard basically ended up best known as really the co-founder of Elite Daily, which sold to the Daily Mail in 2015 for a whopping $50 million. Huge change. He's also one of the 100 most influential by Business Insider, self-made millionaire by 24, founder of Leaders Create Leaders, which is going to be the main thing we're going to focus on today, is really diving deep into it. Leaders Create Leaders is a consulting advisory firm that helps thought leaders, client-based service providers, and entrepreneurs through its quote-unquote trusted advisory network. And so we really want to spend time focusing on this whole idea as far as leadership. And I think that for a lot of people, as you know, we were talking right now, you guys can't see, but right behind Gerard is this super cool painting of Steve Jobs. And it was something they ended up doing while they were actually were bringing a whole bunch of thought leaders into the projects to really help a lot of people growing up in the projects understand what they really could sell besides a whole bunch of the things that projects are typically known for selling. So Gerard, welcome to the show.
Yeah, Dave, thank you for having me. A huge fan of what you and your team have created. It's what a world-class solution to help so many out in the world to hone their vision and step into entrepreneurship and make it simple for them to get, you know, get it out there and find customers and get people to kind of come into their world. And you guys have done a phenomenal job. So it's exciting to connect with you here. Thanks for having me.
I'm excited. I'm really super passionate about leadership. It's an area that I spend a whole bunch of my time trying to study. And I think a friend of mine wrote a book called Be a Coach, Get a Coach, Be a Coach, Roger Connors. And his whole idea was this concept of really making sure people understood that you really have the ability to either coach other people as well as you need to be out there finding your own coaches. And I think this idea of helping leaders create other leaders is really kind of the core at having true success in your business. So I'd love to kind of dive deep into how you got created, how you started this whole movement and where it's at and how it's working.
Yeah, well, leadership for me, you know, is also my most passionate subject. So growing up, I come from, my mom was born in Colombia and Cali. I'm Colombian and Italian, my dad's side Italian, and they both sides immigrated to the United States. And my father in particular, he was huge on leadership. So growing up, he would leave these little sticky notes all over, whether it was in my book bag, in a book, you know, on the refrigerator, on the carton of milk, whatever, wherever, anywhere throughout the house. And it was always like quotes from John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Marcus Aurelius. And I didn't really necessarily know why he would leave these little quotes. Some of them were his own words that he would just leave me. But I cherish those notes so much at this point in my life. I'm 36 years old now. And so he really planted the leadership seed in me of what it means for me to be a leader in my life. And then seeing my mom grow up, she worked, you know, 6-7 days a week and just taught me also how to work at it, you know, every single day, have the work ethic. And just she taught me how to love. And I owe so much to my mom and my dad. I know not everybody has that. And so I owe it all to them and grew up. And, you know, for me, it's always been about learning and putting myself in rooms where I can learn from other experts and other leaders that are out there. And so for me, mentorship has been everything. I dropped out of college my first semester and I went out and sought after a mentor, became an apprentice. And because of that very first mentor, it allowed me to become a self-made millionaire by 24. I learned so much and I've continued the journey throughout my entire life, constantly seeking mentorship. And so the show Leaders Create Leaders that I launched 6 years ago after selling my company was because I was looking for something unique to share with the world, but really was for me to go on this quest all over the world in search of today's modern day leaders, immerse myself into their lives, kind of like how Jesse Itzler kind of does. And he had like David Goggins and people come into his home. And for me, it's like, and that's, you know, I get so much joy being able to go and immerse myself, for instance, in what it would be like to be in your life for 3 days and see what's your routine. What do you, you know, what's your mindset? What's your routine? How do you live? What's your philosophy? How do you lead your team? And just be that fly on the wall and ask good questions and learn and learn and learn and document it like a reality TV show, and then show the world how you created what you created. And so it adds so much value to my audience because now they get an inside behind the scenes look at someone like Gary Vee, Lewis House, Tom Bilyeu, the list goes on and on. But it's also a way for me to continue to just level up my own skills and practice. So for me, it was just this movement, me going, continuing my journey of learning from some of the most world-class leaders and just share it with the world. And so, you know, from that, I have, you know, I've learned so much. One of my first mentors told me, never become an expert at any one thing, become an expert of experts. And so that really struck me. And so I became this super connector, this bridge. And for me now, it's just, I love being that bridge for my clients and introducing them to these world-class leaders and experts. And then continuing to also just share what has worked for me, what's been effective for me in building 2 8-figure businesses, but more importantly, finding true fulfillment, creating real impact in the world, finding real freedom and just spiritual prosperity as well.
Man, I love that. I think, I know as a lot of people who are listening to this, most of the listeners here will start off at some point as the solopreneur where it's just them. And they then scale their business into the 6, 7, 8 figures and beyond. And I'm kind of curious when you're looking at how do you speak directly to that solopreneur? They're by themselves. They're trying to figure out how does leadership work in my life when I don't have anybody following me? So kind of curious, what's the advice you'd give to those leaders who are the solopreneur and they're trying to really step up to that next level?
Yeah. Whew. I mean, I have been a solopreneur so many times. The first thing I'll tell you as a solopreneur is, look, at the end of the day, one of the biggest fears that you'll have is failing. And one thing that I learned from a mentor of mine, Naveen Jain, who's a self-made billionaire, is he says, you never truly fail unless you give up. So just don't give up and realize that you got to learn along the way. You got to adaptability and leadership. You know, there's 2 rules to leadership that I've learned. It's like, it's all about you and it has nothing to do with you. And so like, while you're a solopreneur, sharpen your sword and really step into who you would want to follow. Who would you want to follow? If you want to build a team, you got to be that now. Who's that leader that you would want people to follow? And so, because a real leader isn't a leader unless people follow them. Because who are you leading? So like, you need to become that now. So what is your routine every single morning? How are you treating your mind, your body, your soul? How are you starting to, you know, really master how you're managing your time and understanding what your zone of genius really is? What is the thing that really is unique to you that you know no one can do better than you? And understand yourself, really create that self-awareness of to what that is that you're most passionate about, that you love doing, that you're great at doing. And then you can start to figure out, okay, what are the things I don't enjoy doing? Maybe I'm kind of good at it. Maybe I suck at it, but I don't really enjoy doing that. Now I can start to look for other people out there that I can enroll. And life is about like learning. How do you enroll people into your vision? How do you enroll people into their vision? And just learning, you know, learning how to be able to inspire others based on that vision that you have and starting to fill in, you know, get those first 1 or 2 people. Like my first hire was the most important hire in my life. You know, actually it was you, Dave. It was a COO. I'm not a person that knows how to like be so like structured. And you know, there's a get done. Like really, this chief operating officer, I think, is like the most important person on your team, if anything. And for me, I'm a visionary. Like I can be out there and I can promote the out of anything. Put me in that seat and let me go out there and promote and be the visionary of that company. And that's where I'm going to be. And so my first hire was finding the integrator, right? Or what could be called from an executive standpoint, a COO, but just finding that person that also can support you in taking that vision you have and actually starting to, you know, structure that. And that means you're going to have to learn how to enroll them into your vision. Why join you versus anyone else? So you have to be really unwavering in your confidence that like, this is it for you. You're 100% all in on this idea. And you know, really you got to just like learn how to adapt because there's no perfect plan along the way.
And it's interesting you mentioned that. I know that, again, I started off as a solopreneur for years. And then as we started scaling and building other businesses, the hiring and trusting other people to actually do things and becoming that leader, that's that transition from solopreneur to that first 8 to 10 employees for me was one of the most difficult, painful points. But then as I take a look, you know, ClickFunnels right now, we have over 300 employees. And I remember when we were in the startup mode, everybody knew everybody. It was all hands on deck. It was just this massive amount of energy, late nights, burning the candle. I mean, both sides, everywhere in between. And you get to the point where now with, you know, 300 employees, I can't expect everyone else to be as totally driven as I am to grow and to build ClickFunnels and feel as passionate about our mission. But at the same time, I'm kind of curious, when you start talking to companies and leaders who now are leading that 25 to 100, what's the advice you give to them?
I would still say, like, how can you create intimacy with those employees where, you know, if you're a great leader, some of the greatest leaders I know, even with big organizations, up to 100, 200 employees. I mean, for me, at Elite Daily, we had 200 employees. I got to really know them. And, you know, I really, you got to show that you care about them. And yeah. So even if it's just like starting to get to know their names and you walk by their desk, hey, you know, and you may not even remember them all, but maybe your assistant pokes you and say, okay, well, that's Kim, that's John. That's Kim. You know what I'm saying? But like, the fact that they know that you see them and that they're important and that they bring value to this company is, I think, one of the most important aspects of leadership. And if they feel seen, if they feel they're truly important and that they're valued and it's aligned to that purpose in the company, I just think that to me is the most important aspect of, you know, how you build a great culture and a great company. It's enrolling them, making sure they feel seen. And then it's also like with us at Elite Daily, one of the things we did was we were constantly invested into their growth. So sending them, creating incentives where you're sending them into programs, you're sending them into leadership programs, you're bringing in speakers, you know, you're bringing in speakers every week for them to meet someone new that can share things, you know, you're having fun. You're integrating fun into the workplace, like whether it's the pizza party, whether it's like, you know, art classes or, you know, just getting people out the office. Like when we were kids, we went on field trips, like as a company, take a field trip. Like one of the greatest memories I had was taking our company camping. We went camping and it just went out and it was camping and it was competitive. We had freaking volleyball matches and kayaking and all these things. But the moments when we were at night sitting around a bonfire and everyone sharing those personal moments in their lives when they go home, when you get back to that office and people now remember those moments, you will see a direct reflection into your bottom line growth because of the intimacy you've created within the culture of your company.
I appreciate that. I know that trying to find that culture in a company and really when it comes right down to it, the most important business or part of your business is the actual people. I'm a huge believer that you're never going to be able to outgrow your people. I mean, you've got to the point where your people matter more than anything else. So I'm kind of curious, as you take a look at where we are right now, 2021, we just went through a crazy year. Majority of workforces now are remote. How do you instill that type of caring and that type of concern? And again, it's hard to bring everyone on a camping trip right now or to basically bring people together even physically when most of them are remote. I take a look at ClickFunnels here in our home office where I'm at in Boise area. We've got, you know, 4 or 5 of us. Everybody else is remote. So I'm kind of curious, what are the challenges that you find from a leadership standpoint in a remote workforce, and how do you actually inspire motivate and cast that leadership?
Wow, that's a really, really great question. Because yeah, I mean, you know, there is a real pandemic, and you know, that COVID's real, and so yeah, I still feel, you know, I gotta say, I still feel the rebellion in me is like, figure it out. Take your COVID test and, you know, help the team get vaccinated if you believe in that, or, you know, get the test and try to figure out a safe way to go about getting the team together. But other than that, you know, I still feel it's just a matter of, I gotta really think about it. Because for me, what I do is I just make sure that on our team meetings, we have a daily meeting every single day. And so on those meetings, I make sure that the team is sharing something personal that's a win in their life. And it could be anything that it is, but just sharing gratitude. What is something that they're grateful for? And just like those little things of like even remote, making sure that the team is actively sharing wins and sharing gratitude every single day. And it becomes a, you know, this culture of everyone sharing that. And then also just holding space for the vulnerability, because it is real. So like, whether it's once a week hosting a call, you know, where, you know, on this call, it's a way for the team to share, you know, what's, you know, if they need support and somehow, like for me, what I've hired was one of the most important hires I hired was I call her the community oracle. Chelsea is her name. And she's like, have you ever watched the show Billions?
I've seen a couple of them. Yes.
A couple of them. Right. And in that show, he has this woman, I forget her name, but she's like this, the one in the office, and she's the, you know, which I guess would be what you could call the HR, you know, but it's more this spirit. I think spirituality more now than ever is important. I think if there's one thing that the pandemic showed us was that this opportunity to truly go within and rebuild your relationship with source, whether that's God to you, Jesus, I'm a believer, you know, whether, you know, the universe, whatever that is, but really tapping into the fact that, like, you know, there is, for me, God, who has a plan, and it's bigger than us. And so, like, I think infusing spirituality in some way into the culture, for me, has been really powerful, just consciousness, you know. And to me, that doesn't necessarily need to be tied to religion, but like bringing that in where, like, on your meetings, you're bringing a moment to ground and take some breaths together. Let's just take three deep breaths together, right? And then share that gratitude, you know, integrating maybe some meditation into the company, integrating some of that mindfulness, and has been, I don't know, has been really powerful for me and my remote team. So that's one of the things I would recommend.
I appreciate that. Well, I know you've created this organization as far as Leaders Create Leaders. What is it? How's it work?
Yeah, so, you know, I've from the show, after 6 years, it was like, I'd never looked to monetize it. It was always about, like, after selling the company, I really did it as a passion project. But then I got so many, that tens of thousands of people that wanted something further. And I learned that the hard way. I'm like, man, I should have thought of a container a little ahead of time and used ClickFunnels a lot earlier. And so now I finally created a container. It was, you know, 2019, heading right before the pandemic. And I lost a mastermind, and really it's all around conscious leadership. We just hosted our last retreat, got everyone COVID tested, and brought everyone out into a private villa in the middle of the jungle, out in Sien Kan, which is a little bit out and towards Tulum. And, you know, we do bi-weekly calls. I bring in leaders from some of the world's greatest leaders and in to coach with them and just help them on their leadership. So I'm just really focused on that mastermind for entrepreneurs that, you know, they've had the financial success. They are there. They've built the big business. They're continuing to ascend and build their business, but they're looking for, like, how do I now make sure that I'm continuing to level up my leadership within me and how I'm showing up in the daily choices that I'm making, not just in my business, but in my life back home. Like, how am I really, truly treating my mind, my body, my spirit? And a lot of us can be lone wolves, especially nowadays. I've been a lone wolf the majority of my 18-year career. And so this is an opportunity to bring community together of just leaders that are stepping into more of a conscious path and bringing that into their businesses, bringing social impact into integrating that into their businesses, as well as just their way of life. So I'm focused on that. And then I just launched my very first course, which is all around breaking the mask and helping others to step into their authentic personal brand so that they can truly create more impact and more income within their business and leveraging that in a unique way, not just from a tactic way, but again, I'm really tied into my spirituality. So really from the inside out, like helping you to understand who are you really, the little boy or little girl in you and the higher version of you, and integrating that and showcasing that to the world and aligning that to your mission, your vision, with no fear of what people's opinions are, but like just really making a stand. And right now, more than ever before, we need leaders to make a stand, right now, and not give a fuck about cancer culture or how you look or any of that, but to make a stand for what you believe in and what your mission is and what your vision is. And that takes a certain level of courage and commitment, and also this level of vulnerability that can be scary. And so I'm taking people through that process and then giving them a framework that I've used to build a profitable personal brand.
Oh, that's awesome. So where do they find out more about this stuff?
Yeah, just go to GerardAdams.com.
GerardAdams.com.
Yep. GerardAdams.com or Instagram. Shoot me a DM with ClickFunnels. I'm just Gerard Adams.
Awesome. Gerard, thanks so much, bud. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Dave.
Well, I hope you absolutely loved all the value of that podcast. Speaking of value right now, one of the things we're really trying to do is over-deliver. And the thing we've seen that has probably created the greatest opportunity for us to over-deliver to all of you, and that is our One Funnel Away Challenge. In fact, you can actually see it at clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. Again, clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. If you've gone through the One Funnel Away Challenge in the past, this is something totally new. We started the One Funnel Away Challenge back in 2018, and it is now 2.5 years later, we decided to completely redo it. Everything brand new. Simplifying the process, making it just as easy as possible for you to get results quick. Just spend 30 minutes every single day, and what you're gonna get is Russell teaching you exactly what you need to do to get your funnel up and running in the next 30 days. So go to clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA, and you can get all the details there. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.